Ireland, that's what we do. We harvest the potatoes at night when no one's watching, which is great. Okay, so at night, in the cold, when it's dry, you get, you know, it's cold and it's starry. You can just, I've done this. I've lain back on the grass and got very wet. But what I've done is I've looked up and seen all this, wow, what Christmas decorations. All the stars in the sky reaching out into the heavens. And that's kind of what you imagine this night to be like, don't you? Now, I can't say it wasn't, so let's just assume it was starry. Let's be romantic about this and assume it was a starry night. Now, here's another question. Has anybody ever slept outdoors? Yeah, Ron has. Okay, Paddy has. Dennis, yeah, ever slept outdoors? Yeah, Barry has. I've slept outdoors once. Okay, and I have to say this, it wasn't at winter time. It was this summer when we were down in Dorset and it was so hot, we couldn't sleep inside. So we took all our duvets and blankets down to the deck in the holiday home we're staying, and we're, you know, the sea's coming in, whoosh, whoosh, and we're sleeping outside. And I thought going to sleep, it would be such a romantic, such an epic occasion, and maybe it was, but I slept through it. So I don't know if it was good or not. But I kind of imagine that sleeping out in the cold is a hard thing to do. And I kind of imagine that the shepherds have probably built a fire and they're huddled around it. And then this happens. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. They were terrified because out of nowhere, God's messengers appeared with all this light and all this sense of awe and all this sense of power. I think you might be a bit kind of scared of what's going on. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And then suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." Now, again, I don't know how you imagine the choir. And all the Christmas cards that I've ever seen, you get rows and rows of angels in the choir, all standing to attention, don't you? Going, "La." But maybe, just maybe, the angels were buzzing around, "I'm flying overhead." So, you know, Dennis, Barry, and the angel go, "Praise the glory to God!" And the shepherds are going, "Ah!" As the angels kind of duck by all the time. I thought we could bring out, because we've got this drone, and I thought at this point we could have one of the kids fly the drone overhead. But then I thought, no, we'd have decapitated prisoners, and that wouldn't be a good thing on Christmas morning. So the angels are flying about saying, "Glory to God!" And the shepherds are going, "Oh, what's going on? This is amazing." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. And that's a story a lot of us will have heard and know, all the way from when we were little in Sunday school, growing up to now. But I want to look at this verse here, verses 10 and 11. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." All the people. Because we can't lose sight on Christmas morning about why Jesus came. Lots of us are aware that Jesus came. And lots of us will have friends or family members who know that Christmas is something about Jesus. And maybe we need just to remind ourselves so that we can remind others why Jesus came. Why this time is so important. Because history tells us that God had last spoken to his people 400 years before all these things had happened. And now he's saying, "I have come with good news with Jesus." And Paul, one of Jesus' followers, he wrote these words a few years later. He said, "But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared." And when we look at Jesus, when we think about Jesus, when we imagine that baby in the manger, and we remember that he grew up to be a man, we see that all of God's love and kindness are in him. And so when the kindness of God appeared, Paul was really saying to us, remember Jesus. But when the kindness of, and love of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us. And I think that's a great phrase. In the evening services, we've been looking at 1 Timothy. And we talk about this word, saved, a lot. And one of the images 1 Timothy actually gives us is of a hand reaching down to grab you and pull you out to safety. I don't know if anybody's ever fallen off a boat into the water. And it doesn't matter how calm the water is. If it's never happened to you before, it's kind of a scary thing when you fall off, not on purpose. When I was growing up, I used to go to SU camps, and the first thing we did on our SU camp was go down to the loch, because the camp leader made everybody do a capsize drill in a canoe. And he'd paddle out to the camp leader, and he would say, "How are you?" And you would start to answer, but before you could answer, he'd grab the front of the canoe and kind of flip you over. And suddenly you'd be upside down in the water, go blah, 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 blah. And you'd have to bash the spray deck and swim out and find where the surface was. And because I was a clever boy, I'd watched Blue Peter. And I knew that when you capsize that helicopter in the North Sea, what you do is you blow bubbles out your mouth and you look to where the bubbles go and then you follow the bubbles, because the bubbles always rise. So I'd blah, 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 and I'd come out of the water, and then the camp leader would be there going, "I'm going to reach out and pull you out to safety." One of the pictures we have from 1 Timothy about being saved is of being pulled out, of a hand reaching down to grab you and taking you to safety. And that's what this story is about, of God reaching down and grabbing all people and saying, "Are you going to come to safety as I reach out for you?" He saved us, not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us. And I love the way that Paul says that twice there. Do you see that? He saved us. He saved us. Through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. Things are going to get better. We have a carol we sing, "In the Bleak Midwinter." And I love the way that that carol says, you know what, it's dark and it's cold, but things will get better. We have the hope of eternal life because Jesus came into our world to save us. We have the promise that one day, if we say, "God, will you save us?" we will be with God forever. And we have the hope that that will be better than now. And because of that hope, we can live that way. Because of that hope, we can be generous. We can be loving. We can give of ourselves because we know that things will one day be better and we don't have to keep what we have to ourselves. We can give it away because one day God will give us more because he saved us. That's good news. And it should bring us joy. I remember, this is my favorite story about giving a gift, that a few years ago I bought my brother some videos. And he wasn't really expecting me to buy him a thoughtful or expensive gift, because normally I give them out in safely carrier bags. "Here's your present. There you go." But I'd wrapped this one up and he opened it, and inside was the original Star Wars trilogy box set. And my brother is a geek, not a nerd, important distinction. He's a geek. And his eyes just went, I've been given something of immense value. And that was just a Star Wars set of videos. We have been given the hope of eternal life. And that should fill us with joy. And it should fill us with joy that we want to share with others. And this is the last bit. And this is the bit that the shepherds spread amongst their friends. It's a cause of great joy for all the people. Did you know that the Jewish people thought that God's good news was just for them? And they had to keep it to themselves? But they've got that bit wrong. God had always wanted their relationship to be assigned to everybody about the relationship they could have with their Creator. And when the shepherds heard the angels were saying, this good news is for all the people. Because all people need to be saved. All people have that potential to live with God, to live with joy and love and peace and hope. And as we leave here this morning, I don't know if you're going to be with your family. And truthfully, I don't know whether that's going to be a joy or a pain. But when we go, remember this. God loves them. Jesus came for them so that they too can be saved. And after the holidays, I don't know if you're going back to work on Monday or if you get the lucky enough to get a week off and be back a week on Monday. When you're at school or college or at the workplace, just remember that God came and lived and died for those people as well, so that they can be saved. And that's the message we take, a message of good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Amen. We're going to sing, and then Dennis is going to lead us in our time of communion.